America Weekend.
Hello, this is Carl Sabatino.
And I'm Roland Smith.
You're listening to America Weekend, heard here on the Envision Radio Network. And to our listeners, as always, thank you for tuning in. And our affiliates down the line, welcome. And thank you for staying with us as we move through life and love. And speaking of love.
I didn't know you cared.
My dad. Yes, well, I do.
I didn't get the flowers or I didn't get the candy didn't come like you promised.
And all of that stuff. My dad, who passed away some years ago, I found this. You know, when you search through papers and those papers that are everywhere in desk drawers and gosh knows where. And I found this little note that I wrote at one point in time to my dad. I don't even remember when I did it, but apparently I did. And my brother reminded me, but I did not remember. However, because older brothers will do that. Fathers knows best. My dad, who passed away, was never a father knows best kind of dad. He didn't do all the things one would expect as an adult looking back. My dad was that go with the flow kind of dad. And maybe your father is, and maybe you were dad. However, in time, I realized that sometimes it was not so bad. And maybe, just maybe, I was being just a little bit too hard on you. So in life, which we all agree is too short, and I know you do, Dad, time always brings us a bit closer, and hopefully it has. It just seems to work out that way, doesn't it? I found it in a note, and I wrote it to my dad, and he kept it in a drawer. To my dad, there you are.
You know, it's amazing. Notes you get from your children become almost sacred pieces of artifacts that you want to save forever and reread. I have a couple from my sons that I thoroughly enjoy every so often when I open the drawer, and there it is.
You know? We always give our dads, as we used to say, the old man a hard time, and maybe deserved sometimes, but most of the time he was just being a good father.
You know, when my first son was born, I was working as a television reporter in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Ah, good old Fort Wayne.
And my wife went to the hospital, and I, you know, followed right away. And I, you know, so nervous, and it was first time, you know, and all that sort of stuff. And I remember when I first saw this little baby looking through the glass, you know. In those days, father, I couldn't get in the delivery room. Fathers weren't allowed. Right. But when I saw this little baby, I started to cry.
Sure.
And it surprised me because I said, come on, it's in public. I don't want to cry in public. But I became known in Fort Wayne, Indiana as the crying newsman. A couple of years later, my second son is born. And all the nurses are standing around in the same hospital waiting for me to cry.
But on cue.
Yeah, you know, but by that time, you know, I was used to being a dad, and I loved it, and the joy was just there.
It is. You recognize this. I'm kind of hoping for most dads and their sons who may be listening to this broadcast, I hope you recognize it earlier than I did. But I realized it much too late in life. And my dad was sick at the time and was passing on to his better reward. And we did have a rapprochement, if you will. Okay? But the last thing my father did to me was throw me out of the bedroom. So I want to go to sleep. Get out. That was my dad. It's time for me to go to sleep. Get out in his own gentle way. But he was my dad. And bless him. Bless him.
You know, I think we all have stories, particularly if we had a good childhood. And I think
I did.
Most of us did.
Yes.
And I'm sorry for those who didn't. You know, I was once asked, did you ever have any bad days, you know, where you felt unloved? And I said, no, never felt unloved a day in my life. From the time that I was old enough to have anything cognizant to even to this day.
And you're still loved.
And I'm lucky.
And you're still loved across the microphones.
And I'm still waiting for your candy, and I'm still waiting for the flowers, and, you know, a few other little courtesies would be nice.
And that's what we do on Smith Sabatino on America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network. Stay with us.
America Weekend.
Welcome to to American Biker Minute. Moving the bike around in a parking space can be a tricky maneuver. Fortunately, every motorcycle built since the 1970s is equipped with a safety device to reduce slow motion tip overs. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. The slow motion balancing act. The two-wheel ballet. Bikes are difficult to balance when doing three-point turns, like in the garage or in a parking space. Applying pressure to the front brake lever holds the motorcycle in place so the rider can concentrate on balance. When three-pointing out of tight places, the bike will not slip away. Learn to use the front brake in tight places. The front brake, the biker's best three-point friend. Safety first. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Think green. Harrison with you. We reported on the possibility of a last case scenario some time ago, and now the London Daily Mail is reporting President Obama is considering it, a plan to tackle global warming by firing pollution particles into the stratosphere to deflect the sun's heat. The controversial experiment's been touted as a possible last resort to help cool the Earth's air by the president's new science advisor, John Holdren. Mr. Holdren's outlined the idea of shooting this stuff into the stratosphere between 10 and 30 miles above Earth. The idea is it might cool the planet by artificially reflecting sunlight back into space before it can be absorbed here. They're considering naval guns and rockets, high-flying aircraft, even hot air balloons as possible ways of firing these agents right into the air from the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.